The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Monday, the JV Show. No, we're not excited about Monday. Okay, just testing the waters. All right, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Jose the truck driver here. On his day off. Haha, just kidding. I'm trying to find out, am I valid or not? Am I doing too much? When I go to In-N-Out, I eat only to go at the house, but I bring my own avocado and jalapenos. And I think only maybe Jess and Graham might be the only ones to agree with me. Let me know, am I doing too much or am I valid?
Good question. What do you guys think? He says he brings his own avocado and jalapenos to add to his In-N-Out burger. But he said he gets it to go and eats it at home. Did I hear that correctly?
That's what he said.
So then he packs it up to take it to In-N-Out to go back home?
That's what it sounds like. I'm not understanding your thought process.
Okay, let's just say somebody's bringing their own avocado and jalapenos to In-N-Out. They order the burger, they sit at the table, and they add some of their own stuff to it. Is that doing too much?
I feel like it is a little bit.
But you can't, if you're an avocado person, you can't be without it, especially for a burger, and that's valid to me.
All I gotta say is, look, it does seem like it's doing a bit too much, but can you imagine In-N-Out burger with jalapenos and avocado on it?
Yeah. So good.
Makes it superior. It's almost a crime that they don't have that as an option there.
I'm an avocado person, but I'm not taking avocados everywhere I go to put it on everything. Like if I go to out to eat and they just don't have it, then they just don't have it.
Okay, and what about if I understood him correctly, he said he always gets it to go. What about adding all that stuff at home to your In-N-Out burger?
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you ever do that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We don't have the willpower. Well, we've never gotten In-N-Out and brought it all the way home. It's eaten before it gets
there.
That's
the thing about In-N-Out. I feel like my burger will just
In-N-Out
crumble.
Doesn't travel well.
It'll crumble by the time I get to my house. It gets soggy.
Mushy. Yeah.
And the fries don't travel. The fries travel even worse. They turn back into cardboard. Turn into little rocks. Yeah, In-N-Out doesn't travel that well.
But if it could make it home and I wanted to add something to it, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. Right? I don't know why I never tried it.
But bringing your own ingredients, Selena, you're saying that's doing too much.
I'm saying valid.
I'm saying you do you. Go for it. I mean, I'm not going to be at the table. I won't be the guy with the knife slicing up avocado at my table. I'm not going to be doing that. But maybe if I had a little Tupperware full of them already and I could slap them on real quick. That sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. It was so hot over the weekend, you guys.
Yes.
Scorching.
Scorching hot. I know we like to make fun of inflatable pools and above ground pools, but I wouldn't mind one of those these days.
I've got one. We inflated it and used it like once or twice. And then it just, I don't know, they're tough to like deflate and then.
And put it away.
Right. And then the thing gets all dirty. And then it's like got mold growing on it and stuff from that little bit of water that was left in it. And you're like, am I going to pump this thing back up again? I don't know.
No, maybe it's not worth it. Graham, how was the weekend?
You guys take a moment and say your goodbyes, unfortunately, to the Little League season. We lost our two tournament games as the end of season tournaments, double elimination tournament, and we were double eliminated. We lost both of our playoff games or the tournament or whatever you want to call it by one run in heartbreaking fashion. Bottom of the ninth yesterday. Well, bottom of the fifth because it's Little League. Bases loaded. Two outs. Two strikes and gave up a hit.
Are you actually sad or low key happy because you don't have to deal with this anymore?
I have very mixed feelings because look, it is an incredible amount of time that you invest in this.
And waking up early.
And I was the assistant to the assistant coach of the team. And so it's a lot of hours between practice and all the games, and the games are long and stuff like that. I just didn't want to see our season end like that. That one stung a little bit. I could tell it stung the kids quite a bit because I think we thought we were going to win, and then again, bottom of the ninth, bottom of the fifth, and bases loaded. This is the moment you dream about. Just all we needed, one more strike and or field the grounder that this kid hit and step on third base, and it would have been it. But instead, the play was bobbled.
Dang it.
Two strikes.
No. Aren't we supposed to be teaching them, though, that it doesn't matter whether you win or lose as long as you had fun or something?
Yeah, I mean, you teach them that, but there are still losses that are going to sting a little bit.
You can't
bit.
Tell them that.
Now, look, that's all I'm allowed to really talk about with Little League, because the last time I went on a Little League rant, even the bosses were like, eight minutes rant about Little League. And I'm like, hey, dude, bro, I had some stuff I need to get off my chest. And then we got a talk back. I apologize we didn't get to play because it came in really late at the end of the show, and some guy's like, Graham, we love you, but you venting about first world problems just doesn't do it. Is playing sports a first world problem? Let me just ask that. I thought sports was the great equalizer.
I think sports is for everyone. Yeah. Maybe people just don't care so much about your son's Little League. I don't know.
That's a first world problem. So I thought maybe instead of me ranting from time to time, because I like to get some stuff on my chest, instead of that, we should do a segment, you guys. Listen to this. We'll have ladies call in that think their man is cheating. And then we'll say, hey, we work at a flower store. We'll send your man some flowers. But instead of it being real, you guys will hire voice actors because no cheater will be put on there like
wow.
that. What do you guys think about a segment like that?
That's actually a really good
and
idea.
And then we'll say they're
I think
busted.
People would love it.
But really, we're busting
Here's
an actor.
What we get.
Okay, fine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The judge is on the bench. I repeat, the judge is on the bench. The Diddy trial back in session. Right now, the judge is talking to both sides about some evidence that the defense wants to submit. But once the jury is brought in, Mia, who is one of Diddy's former assistants and an alleged victim, she will finish with her cross-examination.
The NBA Finals matchup is set after the Indiana Pacers beat the New York Knicks in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Saturday. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they won the Western Conference Finals over the Timberwolves last Wednesday, so it's going to be Pacers-Thunder in the NBA Finals. This is the NBA's worst nightmare. Two dinky small market teams in the finals. My guess is that ratings are going to be pretty dismal. Game 1 of the finals is going to be Thursday if you do want to watch.
Nice. Are you rooting for anyone in particular, Graham?
I'll go OKC. But
okay.
I don't really care.
Nice.
Like most of America, I think.
Mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures won't be as high as they were late last week, but still pretty warm. We'll see highs in the mid-70s to low 80s.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You may be tempted to mix business with pleasure, but getting caught up in an office romance will likely end up causing more harm than good. Successfully navigating this situation without hurting anyone's feelings might get you swept up into some good fortune.
Oh, well, lucky them.
Well, you don't get any in the office. You're not going to get any, but might get some good fortune
right.
somewhere else.
Okay, well, still, lucky them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's check in with the talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marlene. And just passing by, FYI, traffic control. There's going to be major traffic. I was coming down from Hayward on the 92. And on the overturn, coming into the 101 south to San Jose, there's an overturned semi, and it is crazy. Nothing, no cops or anything right now.
Whoa.
Overturned semi. Selena, wow. Is that showing up in your...
I do see that here. The 92 eastbound connector to 101 overturned big rig and debris across all lanes. That's going to be a mess this morning. So if you are... we're about to go that way. Turn around.
Yeah.
Just don't.
It takes them a long time to overturn a semi truck.
I can imagine.
That's a big cleanup.
We were talking about one of our listeners, the truck driver.
Jose,
that's his name. He takes avocados with him to In-N-Out to put on his burgers.
Morning, JV crew. For the first talk back, I would agree with homeboy. I would have done the same thing. Plus, I ain't paying an extra $2-3 for some avocados. All right, guys. Yeah, yeet.
How about that? I mean, it is true. You know the avocado wherever you go. Now, In-N-Out, that's not an option. It should be.
Yeah.
Right.
But any place that you go to get a sandwich or even Chipotle or whatever, you want the avocado, you want the guacamole, you know it's going to be an extra charge.
I know.
So how do you feel about people bringing their own
guac? I'm still not bringing my own avocados into a restaurant. I'm just not.
What about a slice of your own cheese? I know someone that does that.
Really?
Are you serious?
Get the sandwich with no cheese. You bring it back to your house. Slap a piece of free cheese on there. Well, it's not really free,
that's
but
fine.
It's way cheaper. And you slap the cheese on there.
They're doing it at the house.
Yeah, but they're not like taking it with them to the burger place or to the restaurant.
No.
Okay.
But it's the same thing.
I think that's fine. You want to do whatever you want to do. Dress it up at home. That's fine.
Although cheese.
But to avoid the 10-cent cheese charge or whatever it is, or 50 cents.
That's stupid. It's just 10 cents or whatever it is.
Okay, so now you're calling out the avocado community, too. Take it home, dress it up however you want. Well, you should have just gotten the avocado at the place.
Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm flip-flopping. Hey, we have to move on.
Fine.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, so new flight law. Now, look, this is just in Turkey, but this is something I'm going to be campaigning for to happen globally. Every airline should adopt this. Every country should sign this into law because passengers on flights in Turkey, if they unbuckle their seatbelts, enter an aisle or open an overhead compartment before the plane has stopped taxiing, you are going to be issued a fine. Look, it's not a huge fine, $70, but you can be fined by law. They don't want people standing up early and trying to race to be the first one off the plane. Now, look, they're saying this is while it's still taxiing. I think it should be a law until people are actually
leaving
the plane, until there's active deplaning happening or unboarding. What's the word there?
Deboarding?
Yeah, conscious unboarding.
Deboarding? Whatever it is. conscious unboarding. Then I don't think you should be able to stand up. I think you should remain seated until it comes to your row, and then you stand up and grab your bag and walk off the flight.
Are you starting a petition for this? Because I will be the first signature.
I will, but I think I'm applauding Turkey for getting the ball rolling on this because this is the closest thing I've seen to taking a step towards getting there. They're not fully there, but the fact that you can get fined, they're going to slap $70 fines on people like, nope. You stood up too early. You're getting basically a citation. Good. I applaud this and I love it. Yeah, I'm here for it.
The last flight that I was on, I was so mad because there was a huge chunk of people in the middle of the plane, me being one of those, that we still hadn't even gotten up to get our bags to do anything because the people in front of us still hadn't. And there was people from the back just coming straight up to the front. They probably didn't have bags or something. Maybe their bags were checked in. But I was like, you don't do that. You don't just go from the back of the plane, even if you don't have
bags. And they'll just stand there.
Yeah, they just stand there.
And just stand in line.
And then it gets in the way. It gets in the way of everybody who is trying to get their bags. And then now we're struggling because you're in the way.
It just causes a bigger traffic jam. You should not be able to stand up and walk past until everyone in the rows in front of you has gotten up and exited the plane. Like, sorry.
And I thought that was common sense.
It's not.
Like, I know.
Everyone, it's a cluster every time.
Crazy. Yeah.
Like, the most you should be able to do is what I do. You unbuckle your seatbelt and you do, like, the lean forward, like, you're about to stand up. But, like, you don't. You know, like, I'm giving the indication to the people behind me, like, don't even try to cut back. I'm about to stand up, but I'm not yet standing up because there's nowhere for me to go. So here I'm leaning forward, like, I'm ready. Look, people, I am going to stand up. Don't you worry about me. Because it gets to the people behind, they have anxiety. Like, this, you see this guy? He's not even going to stand up yet. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to squeak right past him. No, you're not. Sorry.
So that should be law here. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'll sign that petition.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you all had an amazing weekend and welcome back here to the JV Show. We were just talking about Turkey. They are getting ready to start fining people for standing up early on airplanes.
Yep. Yeah, you guys are talking about the deplaning is what it's called in Turkey. Go ahead and charge me that $70. That's like $2 US. I'm doing it. I'm that guy.
Don't be that guy. Yeah, why?
Why?
And you're so proud.
I want to be the guy that one day I want to be the hero for the rest of us that don't get up early on a flight and try to jam out. I want to be the guy that gets up in the exit. I'll stand up for once and I'm just going to box out. I was so good at rebounding basketball. I'm just going to box out. You're not getting past me. I see you rushing past to try to get past it. I'm just going to stand up and block you out. And then I'm just going to stand there and wait and then just let every row orderly stand up in order and grab their things and get off the plane. You can stand by me and try to get by.
I would love that if someone did not flights. Just to keep the order. Otherwise, it's too crazy.
I also would be judging you a little bit. I'd be like, okay, this guy's doing too much. Like, stop.
Just one time, let me do it.
And then
they try to weasel by, and I'm throwing bows. Boxing out, it's all about elbows. Come get some.
So, real life Annabelle is being blamed for a couple of incidents that have happened. If you don't know the Annabelle doll, this is the doll that inspired the movie, obviously called Annabelle, and also The Conjuring. Well, yeah, you're not big on scary movies and stuff.
I like scary movies. My wife doesn't. So then. But in turn, we don't watch that.
So real life Annabelle is like a Raggedy Ann doll.
That doll's cute.
But it's possessed by a demon. Like they have
sure
it locked
it
up. They have it locked up in like a wooden case and it's in like some museum right now. But they decided to take the doll out. Not out of the case, but they took the doll out of the museum to take it on a little tour. And they went down to New Orleans last month. It was there on May 13th and May 14th. And then coincidentally, I think not, that was the same time that there was this tragic like plantation house fire that happened on the 15th. And then the following day was when 10 inmates escaped the jail there.
Right.
You guys probably saw that on the news.
So like Annabelle went
and let them out.
Their
everyone
cell?
Thinks that Annabelle like snuck out and caused all this chaos.
Yikes. And I believe it.
And then went back. And now she's back in Connecticut.
Where are you? Yeah, I was seeing somebody tag me in some reports that the doll had gone missing and they didn't know. See, it was supposed to be transported somewhere and the doll was gone.
The people who own the doll said that the doll never broke out. Like, it's not missing. It's here. But I don't know. Maybe like the spirit of it could. Oh, but they said that they've had it under control the entire time.
Sure you
and
have.
And it's back safe and sound.
I saw reports that people had been touching it and that you're not supposed to, because when you do, that's when you're like making bad stuff happen.
And then inmates are just breaking out.
Yeah.
Selena, yeah. Just in all seriousness, where are you at with a quote unquote possessed item? Like, would you, are you legitimately terrified of this doll? Like if they said, hey, for a little stunt, we want to have this doll come spend the night at your house.
Hell
are you,
no.
You legitimately are like, no, get it away from me.
Yes.
Jess, where are you at with possessed? And again, I'm using air quotes there because I'm not a believer. But where are you with a possessed doll? Would you touch this thing?
For the right amount of money.
You would?
I think I would for the right amount of money, but...
What about just for the plot?
Oh, for the plot, no. No, I don't want bad stuff happening.
But for the right amount of money.
But for the right amount of money, I might.
But you believe, both of you ladies believe that a doll could be possessed.
Yes.
Yes. A doll or other things?
Anything.
Well, right. Not, but I'm just saying, in this instance, a doll. Interesting.
Yeah, I guess they take like extreme safety measures when they do take this doll around. The doll is blessed by a priest before moving it. And then it's blessed again while it's out on tour. And then it's blessed again when it returns back to the museum. And like the priest travels with it the entire time.
They hire a priest to travel with the doll?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Well, that's an actor.
It's that possessed.
Do you think, well, shouldn't a priest be able to, you know, work their magic on it? Yeah. I mean,
yes.
How come they're not able to like channel some Sky Daddy into
this thing?
I feel
like you have to be like a certain, you have to have like certain qualifications to be able to... To do like a
you need to go to possession.
Doll exorcism.
Possession. Yeah, an exorcism. That's what it's called.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it doesn't always work. I've seen the movies.
I would cuddle with this thing in my bed. Don't care. Bring it to my house.
You're
lay
crazy.
It in there. It's cute. I'm not scared of a doll. I'm just not.
I'm scared of a possessed one.
But
that's how we feel about you not believing.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm just not a believer. That a doll is out there wreaking all this havoc. Bad stuff happens in this world all the time.
The bad stuff that they're blaming this doll on, the inmates breaking out in a fire, I don't think that was Annabelle's doing, but I do think that Annabelle's
possessed. Well, it's not the doll in itself. It's the demon that's in there,
now
obviously.
Now I'm backing it aside. Clearly it came from her.
Again, send it over to my house. Don't let the priest bless it. I'll snuggle with it. I'll put it in my daughter's bed.
Oh, my God. Leave Quinn out of this. Your daughter.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning. This is Anthony from San Jose. I am currently on my second week of vacation in Vietnam, but I am completely caught up on the JV Show still because... gotta stay up to date with everything that's going on. Get my daily dose of the JV Show. Congratulations, Jess, on your engagement. But please, please, please make sure you have someone else check the weather for you on your wedding day. Love you all. Bye.
That's a good point. God, do not do your own weather report for that day. You'll have all your wedding guests like in rain slickers and boots and like with umbrellas and stuff, and it's going to be sunny and like 80.
That is so funny.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Thank you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The drama The tea is piping hot, you guys. Come get your tea. Tea's here. The tea is here. All right, so Cardi and Offset were going at it over the weekend. The last time we talked about them was because Offset was asking the judge for spousal support. Do you remember that?
Yep.
So Cardi B, she goes, I don't know why, her and Chidi, the only people still on Twitter. Cardi B is always on Spaces. And this is what she said in response to Offset asking for spousal support. You effing B-word. The only reason this MF-er is asking for spousal support is because I was asking for everything. I want you to die, but I want you to die effing slow.
Oh.
What?
That is what she said about Offset.
Okay.
She went on to say he's allowed to see the kids. Has he? Not really. There's not a single day that he's not allowed to. He just doesn't step up. He's only seen Blossom, which she unveiled her latest baby's name.
Okay.
He's only seen her like 5 times, according to Cardi B. She was born last September.
Whoa.
I would imagine she probably doesn't make it very easy to do that, if he was making the effort.
She said that he does talk to them all the time. He's allowed to see the kids. He just doesn't. He's stood them up. Let me see. She included that information too. He stood up the other kids 3 times, saying he was going to come see them or whatever it is he said, but didn't show up.
Co-parenting is hard.
I'm not defending him as a great. Selena's looking at me like, you got a response to that? No, I'm not defending Offset as a great guy. He's a scumbag.
No, I know.
The guy seems like a scumbag.
She went on to say a whole year.
She seems scary though.
She went on to say, a whole year straight, you left me with the kids' bills. And then she said, do you guys want to know how much the bills are? Start adding this up. And Offset doesn't help with any of it. She says, my kids have their own driver that pick them up from school, drop them off at home, take them to their classes or whatever. That's $10,000 a month. Culture School, $45,000. Wave School, that's their son, $35,000. Offset didn't pay a single penny of that. And then there's a cousin that babysits her kids, $3,000 a week.
$3,000 a week for a family member?
Yep, Blossom's nanny is $500 a day.
Oh my God, a day?
Culture and Wave, they get tutoring 4 times a week. That's another $250 an hour. Culture's piano classes, $300 an hour. She does that 3 times a week. And then there's like boxing classes and gymnastics and stuff that she didn't even put the dollar amount on.
Isn't it crazy with the like what people are paying for stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I mean.
And he's asking for spousal support.
Well, she's got a lot of money.
But also,
she's worth a lot more than him, right?
Yeah, but
okay,
it just,
well, sorry.
I know, but still. Meanwhile, Cardi is dating Stefan Diggs. They made an Instagram official over the week. I don't know if you guys saw her post, but this is the first time she posted, you know, her all over him. Offset responded to that. He said in a tweet, good rollout in PR, because there was some controversy last week about him and other women on a yacht. Offset also posted a little giphy of a man throwing a football, and he said, today I pass. Like, I'm passing her. Like, go ahead. And then Stefan reacted, and he posted a picture of him catching the football.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was pretty good. But, yeah, the drama, I feel like it's just getting started. So
you're telling me that my prediction in the Prediction Journal that they'll get back together someday not looking good right
no.
now?
No, not at the moment, Graham. No.
Still saying there's a chance, but that chance is diminished drastically.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Bay Area shark attack alert, you guys. Well, luckily, the only thing that was attacked was a surfboard. But a guy named Jens Heller, he said he paddled out on Saturday at Montara State Beach, which is south of Pacifica. He was sitting on his board out in the water when he said he felt something brush against his leg. Can you imagine
that?
Oh,
my God.
Next thing he knew, he was in the water. He got knocked off his board. And when he came up out of the water, there was a huge mouth chomping down on his surfboard. Took a big old bite about it. He said he thought this shark was about 10 feet long, which is a big shark. But he luckily was not the one that was attacked, just his surfboard. He swam back in. Lifeguards responded that afternoon. Again, this was Saturday afternoon around 2 o'clock in the state beach. They closed the beach, going to remain closed for 48 hours following that attack as they monitor the situation to see if there's a shark in the area that's hanging out. But other than that, luckily, only his surfboard was the thing that was damaged. I saw a picture of it. It did take a pretty big chomp out of it. And he's lucky that wasn't his leg.
Yeah.
There's nothing, gotta be nothing scarier than feeling something brush against your leg in the ocean and realizing that it's a very large
10-foot shark.
That's
you're not gonna twice the size of me and Jess. Right. That's me and Jess put together.
Oh, times two. Right. You're not gonna be able to outswim the thing. That's the thing. You're like, you can't
you just
get away
play
when
dead.
When you're out in the water and you have a long way back to the beach. You don't just play dead.
You don't move.
I don't know what.
I think it could still like smell you. It'll still.
They're not interested
still
in
eat you.
I mean, sharks aren't interested in eating you and attacking you.
Then what? They're not.
They're not.
Well, then what are they interested in?
Seals and things like that. They don't want you.
So
they
then
want,
you can just play what, dead. And
what happens a lot of times is they mistake the surfboard. They think for the outline of like something that they do want to eat. That's why he went after the board. Likely.
Oh.
Okay, so stay off your surfboards, people.
Yeah.
I thought they just loves like humans. Like I am just learning this.
You thought that sharks were out there like attacking humans because they wanted to eat them?
Yeah.
No, that's not. That's generally why people aren't actually eaten by. You ever seen a great white shark before? If that thing wanted to go eat humans, that thing could go eat humans. Like, there's a whole bunch of them bobbing off the water in Florida. They're just a bunch of tasty treats
tasty
right there.
Tasty treats, at least I thought. Aw,
then that makes me so sad because we think of sharks as these really mean creatures. And it's because we're in their home.
We're in their home. But I mean, like, if sharks really wanted to eat people, they'd show up every year at spring break. Just like, just feast. Like, come on, dudes. Look at these pale, pasty college kids all over. It's good eating
That's
over here.
That's a good point. Oh, my God.
They don't do that.
All right. Next on the JV Show, it's a What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Alexander Lopez from San Jose, California. And I just wanted to say, have a awesome Monday. And cheer for me because today in PE, we are going against the other class. Woo! Thank you, and have a good day.
Oh, you got that other class. Bunch of weaklings in that class.
But what if?
Squash them.
They don't.
Oh, that's right. Dude, it's dodgeball. And what if he just gets pelted straight in the face with the first one?
Stop.
Oh, no.
You'll do great.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about sharks. There was a shark bite over the weekend just a little south of Pacifica. Not a person or a leg.
Only got
or
the surfboard.
Part. Just a surfboard.
Helena and Jess, do not besmirch the name of great white sharks or any sharks. They're our friends. Graham is right. They just want seals. They actually, there have been studies done of like, human blood and like fish blood, and they prefer the fish blood. So don't besmirch their name. This is Amira from Utah, a fellow shark lover.
I mean, they need to get a PR team or something then, because the national global narrative is that they just want to chomp on people.
No, it's not. I'm shocked
like
you've
is.
Never heard this before.
I've never heard that.
What in the world? I'm telling you, yeah, if great white sharks wanted to eat humans, they'd be feasting. It's too easy. We stand around bobbing in the water, and we're slow moving. We're not the best swimmers. A shark can come up and just have their pick.
That's a good point.
But
I guess
they
I
don't.
Never thought about it that way.
Shark attacks are pretty rare. You know, you hear about them because it's a shark attack and it makes headlines. Mm-hmm. But shark attacks against humans and ones that end up being fatal are very, very, very rare. Because a shark bites because we hear about shark attacks and then they bite somebody. Why didn't they rip them to pieces? Again, we're slow swimmers. They take a bite and they realize this is not what I want to eat.
Yeah. Don't want it.
Tastes like hot Cheetos and White Claws. I don't want that.
Before we get to What the Bleep,
you guys, this Friday is finally the day. Are you guys joining me? You're joining me at the San Mateo County Fair, of course,
San Mateo.
I'm busy that day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you listening, you can join me because I'm doing a little painting workshop at the San Mateo County Fair. It is free. You just need your entrance to the fair, but it'll be this Friday, June 6th at 1 p.m. And it's perfect since the kiddos are probably out of school anyways. Get them out of the house to do something that isn't on their phone.
So go get your tea.
Good idea. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Go meet Jess. That's going to be super cool.
All right. Probably really boring.
I know.
She's going to talk about her cat. She's probably going to make you paint her cat.
No, I promise.
Are you, Jess?
I promise no cat talk at all.
Okay, fine.
What about a cat painting, though? Are they painting a cat?
They will not be painting a cat.
Can you say what What? Everyone is going to be painting?
You have to show up.
Okay, well, then go get your tickets. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. My dad is a son of a... But it explains why he does some of the things that he does.
Oh.
Yeah, you shouldn't call your parents that. But
no.
Remember, put some respect. Put some respect on your parents, kids. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. This one might be a little tricky. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
Does it start with a B?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I'm not going to say. Leave that guess, like Selena said, on the talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with a guess, because we want to be able to shout you out. But we are only giving away a chug mug to the very first correct answer of the morning. And then you get like more than a shot. All right, keep your guesses PG.
Yes,
people.
This is a family show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
My dad is a son of a... But it explains why he does some of the things that he does. Son of a... Yeah.
I could only think of one word.
Well...
Yeah, this is a little tough.
Yeah, I know. I cannot think of anything else. Hey, excuse me. If you ever want to leave your guests, leave your talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of your talkbacks now.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say shepherd. Shepherd. All right. Have a great one.
A son of a shepherd.
No, that's not it.
Does that mean like a, does he mean like an actual sheep farmer?
That's what I think so.
Like my grandpa was out there herding sheep.
Yeah,
we did have 10 sheep growing up, so I could understand why maybe.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good guess. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leslie from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is you son of a pastor. All right, have a good day. Bye.
Son of a pastor!
I have a feeling pastors don't really run in your family.
There are some. I'll help people out. Pastor and preacher were the two most popular guesses coming in this morning, and it's not. It is not that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is going to be farmer. Have a great day. Bye.
Son of a farmer!
Dang it!
No, that's not it.
All right. Continue to get those guesses in. Graham's dad was a son of a what? What do you think that bleeped out word is? Leave it on the talk back. Now going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you got to be quick and leave your talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Obviously, first person to get it right wins the chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
My dad is a son of a... But it explains why he does some of the things that he does.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Hello, it's Melissa from Redwood City, and I'm going to guess today a mechanic. Have a good day, guys.
Son of a mechanic.
Son of a mechanic. Yeah, that was a popular guest this morning.
Interesting.
No, he's not too good with cars.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jenny from Santa Cruz, and I like to guess the bleeped out word is carpenter. Son of a carpenter.
Son of a carpenter!
Like Sabrina Carpenter?
No, different kind. Like carpenter, like build some stuff.
Like carpets.
That was a very, very popular guest this morning, son of a carpenter. And that would make sense because my dad was and is an incredible builder, contractor, you know.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Yvette from Pittsburgh. Is the bleeped out word cop?
Son of a cop!
Son of a... No!
No, that's not
it. I'm running out of words. None of them start with B? Are you sure?
It could.
My name is Show. It's Carlos from Oakland. I think the word might be veteran.
There it is. Okay, here's today's clip unbleeped.
My dad is a son of a veteran, but it explains why he does some of the things that he does. Those military families, they know. Shout out. Yeah, my grandpa was in the Navy's in World War II, you guys.
Whoa.
Drove a LCT. Landing craft tank. It was one of those boats that like hits the beach and then the gate drops down and then a tank drives off of it.
No way. He drove that?
Yeah. He was the captain. I don't know what you call the guy that pilots one of those. If he was a captain or whatever it was, that's what he did. But shout out to that. Anyways, all right. Let's give some shout outs.
Let's do it.
That's our boy Carlos in Oakland. What's up, Carlos? Very first correct answer this morning. Guesses were all over the place. This was kind of a tricky one this morning, but several other people did come up with the correct answer. Our buddies Vince and Olivia in Dublin. What's up, Vince and Olivia? What's up? They were right there, so close to winning that chug mug. Carlos just edged him out. Fatima and Vallejo had it. So did Audrey in San Ramon and Mason in San Francisco. What's up, Mason? What's up? Hope you have a great day. You came with the correct answer this morning. Nice work. Just not quite fast enough. A lot of people, if we want to continue some shout-outs, they were close. There are a lot of people that said military, family, military, soldiers. David in Richmond said soldier. Adrian Hayward also said soldier. Felicia and Sheena in Redwood City said military person. People were all kind of... There were a lot of people dancing around the answer. A veteran was the correct answer there.
Yeah, dang it. But it's all good. Tomorrow morning, you have another shot to win this chug mug. We're going to play 705.
That could be your redemption day. Again. Yep.
Yep. Before we move on, Graham, you have a different kind of shout out?
I do. People in my DMs, some avid, you're going to recognize these names, some avid What the Bleep players. I got a DM here. It says, hey, Graham, Brian, Dominic, and Nico from Concord here, hoping you can give a big shout out to Dominic for his 8th grade graduation after the What the Bleep game. Woo-hoo! We're so proud of you and all the hard work you've put in these last 3 years. It hasn't gone unnoticed. Excuse me. We love you so much. Love Mom, Dad, Nico, and Cat.
Nice.
So,
congrats.
8th grade promotion. That's a big, because that's high school now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get chewed up and spit out there, buddy. Hope you like getting stuffed into your locker. I'm kidding.
Stop it.
They stuff people in trash cans now. I'm kidding. Congrats.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who is this?
This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. How was the weekend?
It's going great. How's yours?
The weekend is
She's still on the weekend, apparently. This is a Monday for the rest of us. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
My weekend was great.
Good.
Got it.
But my weekend's still going great. Thank you so much for asking. Hey, Marcy, you have a chance to win something really cool this morning.
Mm-hmm. We have 2 tickets for the Jonas Brothers live at Chase Center.
All you have to do is win. The JV Show. Yep, nope game. This is our trivia game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
Here's question number 1. In the workplace, you might have heard of BD. What does BD stand for?
Oh, my God. Workplace, BD.
I think the question is, in the workplace, you might have a head of BD.
You might have a head of BD. What does BD stand for?
I have no clue.
You got this.
Bulldozer.
That'd be a cool job title.
Bulldozer. Who are you at work? I'm just the bulldozer. No, business development.
Well, at least I'm not cheating.
Thank you. You know what, Marcy? Thank you so much for that.
You're a real one. Yeah, business development is the answer we're looking for.
I'm
there.
Not in the corporate world.
All good. Question number 2. I'll be back again someday is a line sung by what iconic Christmas character?
Someday. Oh, my goodness. You guys.
Christmas character, you said? A
Christmas character, yeah.
Tiny
Tim?
Oh, my God. Did you hear me humming the song? I was humming the song!
I don't know.
Frosty the Snowman. No. And I'll be back again someday.
The Snowman. He literally hummed the entire song while you were thinking.
The entire one.
Ah, dang it. Okay, here's question number 3. What part of the body does a rhinologist specialize in? Vagine!
I would think the nose.
Yeah!
There we go. Yep. You're on the board. All right, let's finish strong. Question number 4. There are 5 U.S. states that border the Gulf of Mexico. I said that right. The Gulf of Mexico. Aside from Texas and Florida, name 1 of those remaining 3 states.
Let's go with Alabama.
Yep.
There you go.
You didn't win.
Louisiana and Mississippi, the other round out the other ones.
Oh my God. You just won short.
Son of a Mississippi.
Alabama Barker.
Son of a Frosty the Snowman.
Dang it. Hey, Marcy, you're amazing. We really liked having you on. However, you did not win the Yep Nope game.
But thank you for playing the game the right way. Yes. I appreciate you.
That means a lot to
That's
us.
That's okay. I was in it for the fun. Thank you so
yes.
much. I've been a fan for a long time. Love you guys.
Hey, we love you too. Have a great rest of your day. Don't hang up though. I'm going to put you on hold. Just hang on there. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. A lot of people in my DMs go and says, hey guys, can you wish a happy belated birthday to my son Connor? He turned 10 on Friday. The double digits. We love you so much. Love mom, dad, Corbin, and Eloise. Yes. Happy belated birthday, ooh, Connor.
Ooh. Who gives a fuck?
Hope you had a great birthday weekend. Another one here. Hey, Graham, another mom sliding into your DMs. Can you please wish our sweet baby girl, Roxy Rose, a very happy 10th birthday? Love mom, dad, Remy, and a special ooh. Little who gives a fart from Harry. We listen to your guys' show every day on the way to school. So happy.
Just a little one.
Yeah, happy birthday, Roxy Rose.
Who gives a
and
fart?
And a little who gives a fart for Harry. Hey, Graham, second year in a row, can I get a birthday shout out to my daughter, Emily, who's turning 10 today? That's from mom, dad, Mary and Gary, and sister Juliet. Thank you. Yes. Happy birthday, Emily.
Who gives a fart?
2 years in a row getting a little fart. Another one here. Good morning, homie. Can you do a shout out to my daughter, Jenny, for her new baby, little Robert Eberhart? And that is from Memo. Grandpa Memo, I should say. He slid in. Grandpa's in my DMs.
Okay.
Love that. Congrats on the new baby, Jenny.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Happy Monday, you guys. Can you please give a shout out to my baby cousins, Thiago, Alyssa, and Diego? This is my last time driving them to school, and I'm so proud of you guys. And that's from their cousin, Destiny. All right. Have a great last day of school,
yes.
you guys.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Good morning, Graham. Can you please shout out my son, Sebastian? He's not only turning 18 today, but he's also graduating high school. Happy birthday, kid. We love you, and we're so proud of you. Love mom, dad, Eli, and C-Baby. Who do you think C-Baby is? I think that's Nana,
no,
like their grandma.
Like a dog or something.
Oh, wow. We just call Granny a dog.
Oh, it's not Granny.
You take that
Maybe
back.
Maybe it is. I
Happy
don't know.
Happy birthday and graduation, Sebastian.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. This is Big John, the godfather of the JV Show listeners.
Oh.
And I just wanted to share that over the past several months, Jess has grown a lot on me. And Friday, I was on the Instagram Live, and I saw Graham with the canned corn, the canned asparagus and all that. You know, Jess took it, chugged it like a champ. So, Jess, you're awesome.
Oh, that was nice.
She just does grow on you. She's
that
like a fungus.
And, oh, I just checked. His fingers were crossed when yeah. he said all that. Oh,
and is he the godfather of JV Show listener fam? Is that a voted on title or is that self-appointed?
It's self-appointed.
Got it. But he is, though. I think he is.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Taylor Swift bought her masters back. She shared an emotional letter on her website Friday announcing that she now owns all of her music again. This is pretty big deal for her. Just to refresh your memory, back in 2019, Scooter Braun bought the rights to her music and then a year later sold it all off to Shamrock Capital for like millions and millions of dollars. Now, fast forward to 2025, Taylor struck a deal with Shamrock to get her music back. There were some reports over the weekend that Taylor paid at least $1 billion Whoa. For the rights to her music. I'm seeing this morning those reports are untrue, and she paid something more in the ballpark of $360 million, which is still a lot of money.
Don't you think it's more than that? Bieber's catalog. Remember, he sold that for a couple $100 million. That's Bieber. We're talking about Taylor Swift, the biggest music star on the planet.
The numbers I saw was $360 million. That's what I saw.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was more.
I wouldn't either.
Now, this begs the question, what was it all for?
I'm so confused by
this. What was it all for? Because we re-recorded all the albums. We thought there was even another re-recorded album coming, and people rushed out to spend money to support Taylor to download and buy those songs because I want Taylor's version. I want Taylor's one. So you mean to tell me that she just made more money off of it?
What is it? What if it was all PR? So that she
I
could
don't think
make
it
more
was.
Money.
Here's my question though. So are we not getting Reputation, Taylor's version, because regular Reputation now belongs to her?
Now the original version is Taylor's version because now she owns it again.
Hers. I know. So are we done with the re-recorded stuff?
I think so.
I sure hope so. But it also just
maybe that's why she didn't go to the AMAs and announce it.
But again, what was it all for? Shouldn't she have just bought the rights back years ago instead of spending all the time to re-record the songs and then
maybe that wasn't an option because I mean from what I've
everything
gathered
has a price,
it
Selena.
Wasn't until recently that she and Shamrock were in talks to make this deal happen.
Everything has a price.
I know, everything. But maybe Shamrock they weren't willing
the,
to sell
if,
yet.
If Shamrock bought the rights from Scooter for, $200 million, and then Taylor comes knocking a week later and says, hey, I'll buy him back to you for $300 million. A private equity firm just made a $100 million profit in a span of a week. They would have said yes. They would have. That's their job as private equity. That's all they're doing is making other people money on their investment. And they would have turned a handsome one. And they would have done it.
And then if anyone cares, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift had a little girls' night out reunion to celebrate that the Masters are back in Taylor's possession. That was cute to see. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, France, you guys, is pulling a major 180 on smoking cigarettes. Smoking wildly popular in the country, highly glamorized in the French culture, fashion, movies, you name it, for probably at least, I don't know, the last 100 years, the country is now set to enact a pretty strict ban on it. The new health minister there just announced that they're going to outlaw smoking in virtually all outdoor public areas that a child might be found, including beaches, parks, gardens, playgrounds, sports venues, school entrances, bus stops, you name it. Violators are going to be subject to fines of up to $153. This is going to go into effect July 1st. They're saying tobacco must disappear where there are children. They say the freedom to smoke stops where children's right to breathe clean air starts. This is remarkable for a country, again, that literally everybody was smoking cigarettes everywhere, and that's all they did. So much so that, did you guys realize this? Smoking on airlines, they always turn the no smoking sign on, and people are like, what? Does anybody smoke on an airplane? Like, when was that? Because that used to be a thing. You used to be able to smoke cigarettes on an airplane. Not in our lifetime. Unless you're flying on Air France. They didn't ban smoking on all their flights until the year 2000. That's how recently you could be smoking cigarettes.
What?
That's how big a part cigarettes were of the French culture. And now they're basically eliminating your right to smoke in all public, any place that a child could be found. And guess what? That's everywhere.
That's all public outside. Spaces.
That's all of them.
Oh my God. Are the people there just going to start like revolting?
That or they're going to have to just hole up in their apartments and smoke in there. I don't know. They're going to have to hide out and smoke. But good for France.
That's crazy.
Good for France. Well, that's a major turnaround.
Yeah. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us once again for the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, Jess.
So, the wedding
Spill
drama.
Spill the tea on us.
The wedding drama's already started, which I really did not expect. But we're starting to share little details about the wedding planning with family and friends now as they, you know, begin to congratulate us. And as we're starting to see people who we haven't really told much about the wedding to. One of those details involves the guest list. And oh my.
You see my name on there, Selena's name on there? Just asking for a friend.
No, I'll triple check it, but.
Okay,
so
look, it'd be under. My last name starts with an H. It would probably be. If you're doing it alphabetically.
Yeah, yeah. I'll double check. But we did not expect some of the reactions that we're getting, you guys. So my fiance recently told some of his family members about our plan to be very selective about who gets a plus one because the majority of people may not. If I'm being honest, like, we really don't want just random people at our wedding that we don't even know, or even people that we maybe have just met like a few times. We don't want that. We want it to be an exclusive, like, smaller wedding. So they were shocked, to say the least. Like, their reaction was that people are not going to have a good time if they don't have a plus one. Like, some people might not even want to show up to your wedding if they don't have someone to go with. So now I'm like, wait, is that true? Be honest, you guys and you listening, would you not show up to a wedding if you didn't have a plus one?
I still would, but it depends too. If it was like my friend's wedding and she's like, hey, I want you to come, but no plus one, I would be very hesitant. But if it's like a family member where I know all my family's going to be there anyways and I would know everybody, I would still go.
But what if you were, say, Selena, you're not married, you're in a fairly serious relationship. This should be, you're assuming you're getting a date to Jess's wedding because you've been dating this person a long time. And now
it would bother me.
You don't get that invite and now you're feeling a little scorned. Like, oh my man's not good enough for you guys, I guess. Just me going to go by myself. I don't go anywhere without my man.
But what if I was like, hey, but you're going to be sitting in a table where I know that you're going to know at least one.
Now you're sticking
person.
Me at the kids' table? No.
I swear to God, I'm not going to that. Or you'll know people there, you know? If we know that someone is literally not going to have any people at all at the wedding that they would know, then
we'll consider giving them a plus one, but we're going to be very selective.
But you can't just give this person a plus one and not this person, because they're going to find out and be like, wait, that's not fair. Why did I have to come alone?
So that's what I'm kind of scared of, like, of happening. But also what we don't want is we don't want some random person that we don't know being at the wedding, and then all of a sudden they get too drunk, they mess up our wedding, or they ruin something, and it's someone we don't even know.
But if you eliminate all the randoms, how are we going to get that one woman that's dressed in a questionably skimpy dress? And it's like, who is she related to? Like, why is, and did she not know, like, this is a
woman affair?
And I can see her cheeks hanging on the bottom of that dress, but like, there's always one of those, and you're going to try to eliminate that for us?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
See, the way we see it is like, if someone wants to support us and celebrate like one of our biggest moments of our lives, then they'll show up and they'll have fun regardless. Why? Because we're going to provide so many things for them to have fun. Alcohol, food, and like,
so is that
dancing,
what it is? Is it the cost of, is, or is it because you don't want a rando ruining your wedding? Because you are still paying per person for like,
right,
everything.
It's a little bit of both. What we want to do is we want to be able to spend enough to make it like the wedding of our dreams. And we want our closest, most like our closest friends, closest family to be there, like celebrating with us. But now I'm like, wait, so are people really going to be like, oh, I don't get a plus one? Because you know what? When my cousin got married, I was a little hurt that he didn't give me a plus one, because I had already been dating Ruben for a few years, but now I get it. Like, now I get why he did it.
Did you still go?
I still went, yeah. And I had a great time. And I understood that, you know, because it's a wedding and there are two families involved, two sets of friends involved, like so many people involved, like there will have to be cuts made. And and so I don't know, like, how did you guys go about it?
Thankfully, I didn't really have to deal with this. I had a destination wedding.
Yeah, and then the weather curse took care of the rest.
Yeah, but even before then, I was more okay with people bringing a plus one, because I wouldn't ask anybody to travel by themselves.
True, yeah. You know, I think destination weddings have a different rule.
So that was a little bit different. But Graham, I like the set of rules that you had for your wedding.
Now, Jess, this would be my advice. And look, it did, I'm sure, rub some people the wrong way, but I think it makes it easier for people if you have a clear rule set, so that there's no gray area, like the Selena laid out. Well, why did that person get to bring a plus one and I didn't, or whatever? Our rule at our wedding, from what I remember, was that you had to be engaged or living together. That's how you're getting your, like, obviously if you're married, you're coming as a couple, but engaged and living together for everybody else. And that is how we cut down the list that way, because you, again, it does come back to you're paying for a very expensive party,
right?
And you can't invite everybody, and nor do you really want to invite everybody, because it's that same thing. Like, I want to look around at the crowd and feel like I know the majority of the people there, set to see one of the most important days of my life. And you're going to look around that crowd, and even then, even with that rule for us, there's a hell of a lot of people. I'm like, I don't
really,
I feel like I know you, but I don't. You know, what's that person's name? You know, because but a lot of that's family on both sides and extended family and stuff like that. And I don't, you know, these are me meeting some of these people for the first time, which is totally fine.
Right.
But so you do have to pare down the list a little bit. And I think you need a clear rule to eliminate people feeling like, well, what? Wait, they got to bring someone and I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I didn't think this was what was going to rub people the wrong way. I thought what was going to rub people the wrong way was that we're probably not going to allow kids either. So.
There you go. That was our
wait
other,
till
hey, that
was our other. I know. I'm like, I'll wait to tell them that one till we're like closer to the wedding.
Oh, you're going to drop that bombshell on your family. And I feel like that one's
they need
not
going to
go
way
over well.
In advance, oh though. You can't wait till like...
Oh, especially because so many of my cousins right now are having kids. And
they're going to hate you. They're going to be like, and I can't even bring the father of the kids because we don't live together. And he's going to stay home with the kids and just me. Yeah. You're in trouble.
Oh, no. Well, help me out. Help me out, you guys. Give me some advice.
Yeah, you can leave a talk back for Jess on the iHeart app right now if that's what you want to do. But you got a lot of thinking to do, Jess.
I know.
Make sure you keep us posted.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I hope you had a good weekend for the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, so Jess is already dealing with some wedding planning drama. Which I thought wouldn't happen until later on. You just got engaged.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, what is going on? It's a little scary.
So, for everyone that missed it.
My fiance and I were being very selective about who's going to get a plus one, who's going to get invited. We want to keep it very, just a small, intimate exclusive wedding and family members are already saying no one will show up if that's the case.
Good morning. This is Lindsay from Napa leaving a talk back about the wedding debate. I didn't allow kids at my wedding except for the kids that were in our wedding party. We had to say no to family that was bringing kids from across the country, but that was fine. But the people that we did have a couple people that we didn't give a plus one to, and they still brought people anyway, so that was a bit messy.
Oh, my. So you don't do that.
You do run that risk because some people see the invite arrive in the mail and they just assume that it's a wedding and they are bringing someone. And so that may happen. And I've told you guys many times, I had a wedding with no kids and somebody arrived with a kid. And
do you just deal with it or do you tell them to leave?
I went to the wedding planner and I had her procure a cage really quick and we put the kid in there. Yeah. And once the reception was over, then I gave them the key back and they were able to bring them home. I'm just saying, no, but you, like she said, it happened. And that, are you worried about that happening, Jess?
Yes, because like if they're not invited, then they shouldn't be there. But then I would.
But what are you going to do about it?
Right. I would need to have a designated person that like turns people away or
you
something.
You can't. And it's tough to articulate that in a wedding invitation. Hey, if you don't see a X checked in this box where it says you can bring a guest, that means you cannot bring anyone. How do you write that?
Well, I've seen people just do a little card that says like invite for one.
Oh, you'll get people that write in the name right under it. I guarantee you.
Oh,
it happens.
Morning, guys. It's Angie. Dang, Jess, you're not going to allow plus ones or kids? Man. Good luck. I don't know if anyone's coming. No, I'm just kidding. But I would say that if you were going to go with one or the other, definitely I would say no kids. Because if you told me no plus one and then I look around and there's a bunch of kids running around, I'm going to be irritated. So just saying. Anyway, but good luck because...
That's a good point.
Yeah. I can't bring a date, but little Timmy over here that's touching the cake and he's not supposed to.
I can bring my five kids.
Yeah, they got to come. Oh, this, Jess, I don't envy your situation at all. This is going to be rough.
Oh, God.
Good morning, JB fam. Happy Monday. Jess, FYI, I mean, the general rule is basically every time you invite somebody, it's usually to have a plus one. I get it. You're scared that they might ruin your wedding, get drunk, or whatever. But trust me, I see that more on the family side than anything. This is me with over 10 years experience.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's a wedding photographer. How about that? That's your wedding's more likely to be ruined by a drunk family member than a drunk rando.
That makes sense.
But that makes it a little better, at least. It's like, I knew they were going to ruin it anyway.
Being my uncle, he does this every time.
At all family gatherings. Don't worry, he'll calm down eventually.
Hey, you guys. So this message is for Jess. So Jess, at the end of the day, it's your wedding, and it should be whatever you want it to be. And people need to respect that. Like for my wedding, it was a kid-free wedding. If people didn't want to respect that and were offended not to take their kids, then they didn't go. But at the end of the day, they should be going to support you and your husband for your wedding. Have a good day.
Thank you to everybody who left the talk back this morning. That was the overarching message in all the talkbacks. We got so many, we couldn't play them all, obviously. But that's the overarching message. I mean, do you think you'll be able to take that advice? Like, look, it's my day. I'm going to do it it's our day, I should say, you and your man, Ruben. And we're going to do it how we want and not focus on hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, I'll leave the hard talks to him because you guys, me good. Saying no, like,
but even to your own family?
Oh, no, to my own family. I'll leave that to my mom. I feel like the wedding planning is finally going to teach me some boundaries and how to set them and how to say no because it's going to be tough. I mean, this is, again, we're just a week and a half in and these things are already popping up and I'm like, I'm stressed already. But...
Wait till you have to decide on the tablecloths.
Oh my God.
The fights are going to start raging. Let me ask this really quick, Jess. How many, do you have a number in mind of how many people you think are going to be there? In an ideal world, we'd have 100 people.
In an ideal world, it would be 100 max. But then, That's cutting a lot of people.
Yeah, that's
out.
Trimming a lot.
Well,
yeah.
I think the guest list thing and the no kids, that's going to make a lot of people not go anyway. So that's
a good point.
Yeah,
so
you
won't have to deal with it.
I will have a hard time reaching that number.
Right.
Let me say this. The number balloons very, very quickly, particularly when you invite somebody that's a family member. Yeah, then they have their husband or their spouse or whatever. And that number goes. And look, we eliminated kids and we had a strict rule. They had to be engaged or living together. And we were still pushing 200 people.
I mean, 200?
And we tried. We had the same goal as you in mind. I'm just saying the number starts going quick because you're like, I invite these cousins. How could I not invite these cousins?
Does part of you feel like you should be maybe a little more understanding or flexible of people who are in relationships, but maybe they don't live together or engage? Because like 2 weeks ago, you and Ruben weren't engaged and still don't live together.
Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten the plus one at mine.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, so
you know how serious you guys are.
Right. No, that's a good point. And I think we'll take that into consideration. Like, we won't fully like rule someone out because there are some couples that we know that aren't engaged yet, but we know both parts of the couple. Like, we know both of them, we've hung out with them multiple times. Like, they're our friends, so it's not like we're gonna be like, sorry, you guys are engaged, we're picking just one of you.
They're gonna be in your wedding pictures, right. And they're gonna break up a week later, mark my words, and they're gonna be like, dang it, I shouldn't have invited both of them.
You know, I think we're gonna keep family in mind as a priority, obviously, and then we'll see from there. But I just hope that nobody, I don't know, I hope that nobody, like, gets mad and nobody gets actually, like, hurt, because then
That's inevitable. There's gonna be people that are upset.
Back to my original advice, you gotta have a hard, fast rule, because otherwise the gray area is the thing that's gonna rub people the wrong way. Wait, there.
Because then you're showing favoritism.
They got a plus one. Their relationship's more serious than mine. Are you kidding me? And that's where
I should already start like problems with everybody who I'm not gonna invite, and then they get mad at me and they won't want to come anyways. So then.
Yes.
Life hacks.
Many people.
Yes.
Or you could just kill them.
Or just break up the couple.
Oh my God.
What? I thought that's what you were about to say. Oh, never mind.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this interesting way a woman caught her husband cheating, we've been talking to Jess for quite some time because she is newly engaged. It's been like a little over a week. People are already mad because you had to break the news to them that, look, not everyone's getting a plus one.
Yeah. They're not happy.
Yeah, and you said wait till they hear about the no kids rule, but we'll save that for another day.
Good morning. Congrats, Jess. Okay, I just wanted to throw out there that my aunt had a kid-free wedding that I was not invited to, and I still bring it up about 30 years later, so good luck with your nieces and nephews. Okay, bye.
Oh, how about that? She's still holding the grudge 30 years later for not getting invited to the wedding. You're going to have some people like that.
Well, they're not going to remember. They're kids.
She remembers.
She remembers 30 years later. She's still
mad
about it.
Oh.
Leaving a talkback on her favorite.
That's true.
Barry morning radio show.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Javier. Good luck, Jess. You know, Latino families don't even, they just look at the date on the car and they just show up with everybody. Good luck. Bye.
How about that? They're not looking to see if there's a plus one there or not. They're just showing up.
That's a good point. I feel like 90% of my family, I'll have to remind them to RSVP or they won't do it at all.
Yeah. And you need that number.
Right.
Yeah, I need a head count here, people.
Morning, JV Show. Hey, Jess. You're kind of worried about what people will think if you don't invite them to your wedding. But rule of thumb is, you know, if you haven't seen them in over a year, then, you know, then they won't get invited. And unfortunately, you're not going to please everybody. You know, it's your wedding. You can decide what to do. So you're not going to be able to please at everyone's demands of like, oh, can I bring my friend? Can I bring my cousin? Can I bring my other friend? That's not going to happen. So you can decide what you want to do, Jess. Have a good day, y'all.
Yeah.
True.
That's the best advice.
Okay, but what about that? I wanted to play that one because of the rule of thumb he has in there. You haven't seen them. If you haven't seen a person in over a year, not getting the invite. What do you think about that rule? Because he says that's a general rule of thumb.
Oh, I can't do that one because there's quite a bit of people. There's people that live out of town that are family members that I do want to invite that I haven't seen in a few years.
I feel weird about that rule because I have like, you know, friends that live in different states. You know?
I could not have done that rule. Some of my groomsmen, I probably hadn't seen the year prior just because, we live in different cities. We live far away, but like doesn't affect that we're you know, we're still best friends. Right.
But thank you, everyone, for your talk
back. Thank you so much.
Couldn't get to all of them because there were so many, but thank you so much. All right, so a woman caught her man cheating.
This might be, like, the weirdest way that someone has found out that they were getting cheated on, and it involves something in the restroom. An electric toothbrush, you guys.
I was like, did somebody leave something in the toilet? She was able to tell just by looking at it. It was another woman.
You got upper tanked.
Yeah, she's like, one mine don't look like that. No, it was an electric toothbrush. So the woman had downloaded an electric toothbrush app. Apparently, that's a thing.
Why does my toothbrush need an app?
It's to track her kids' brushing habits. So, like, let me make sure that they're brushing their teeth every night, right?
Oh, that's cool.
So,
we don't need that.
So I guess the kids and the husband's toothbrushes were all in the app logged in. So when she was looking at it one day, she realized that it kept logging in at a weird time. The brushing sessions weren't adding up because when the kids were at school or during work days, it was showing up that somebody was using the toothbrush, somebody was brushing their teeth. So she hired a private investigator.
As normal, sane people do.
Of course.
In normal, healthy relationships.
Turns out her husband was not going to work on Fridays. And like clockwork, had a lady over at the house every Friday. He was having an affair. And I have questions.
How does the toothbrush, like, how was she able to track that? Was the mistress using, like, her kid's toothbrushes or something?
So she was, I don't know that she was using the kids' toothbrushes, but she
toothbrush was in the middle of the day every Friday at the set time. Like, why are you brushing your teeth at noon on a Friday?
So either she was using the toothbrush or he was using the toothbrush after being with her. Mm-hmm. And it was like clocking in to the app. And she was like, isn't he supposed to be at work? So private investigator found out through the toothbrush.
Oh, that's that how, he was supposed to be at work. She thinks he's at work. And then why is there a toothbrush being used in my house right now in the middle of the day?
So then private investigator follows him around. Oh, it turns out he never left for work on Friday. But it's crazy to me how obviously this, you would never think like, oh, the toothbrush is going to rat on you.
Well, remember we heard about the other woman who caught her man cheating through like their grocery store rewards.
Yeah.
Because he was using the reward points in like a different city.
Yeah.
Like where his ex lived.
I've got a better way. Listen to this. And I think we could even turn this into a new segment. Look, we have a woman that's like, I think my man's cheating on me, right? And then they call us. Now we pretend that we own a flower store, right?
No!
And then when we'll call the guy and be like, hey, do you want to send some free flowers over? And we'll call it something like relationship. I don't know what we'll call it, but new segment idea.
Grand?
You guys, and then the cheaters, they'll be on the air and then we'll totally bust them
out. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up. Actors. It's Ariana Grande.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, hell no. Kris Jenner's man was flirting with another celebrity.
Oh, you know, you did it!
So, last month, Kris's boyfriend, Corey Gamble, was at the grand opening of the Palm Tree Beach Club at MGM Grand in Vegas, and there's some video that came out then of Corey chatting it up with newly single Jessica Alba. It seemed innocent, like, kind of. They were being friendly. Of course, it's loud, so he's having to get, like, really close to her, and he's talking right into her ear. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Apparently, people who were there told Kris Jenner that Corey was practically drooling over Jessica Alba, and he was, like, following her around and wouldn't leave her alone and was, like, constantly talking to her. And Jessica did not turn him away. By the way, her sources are saying it's because she was just being polite and she's in no way interested in this guy. Either way, Kris Jenner is livid because he made her look like a fool, and now she is supposedly reevaluating their relationship.
I see. Don't want to be on her bad side.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you even risk that when, like, Sugar Mama Kris Jenner, why would you risk upsetting her and, like, she can cut off your allowance? You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you just do what she says?
Yeah, what do you think that allowance looks like?
Oh, it's a lot.
It's probably pretty good. Oh, love an allowance.
From Kris Jenner, I know, me too.
Yeah, from anybody, but yeah. Free money. Sounds great.
Next story, really quick. Everybody is saying that Taylor Swift has replaced Blake Lively and found a new best friend.
Oh, who's her new bestie?
Dakota Johnson. They were seen out to dinner the other night, and they even each brought their brothers along to hang out. So they were like all
trying to set them up,
hanging out in New York. But this is her new best friend, supposedly. Blake is out. Dakota is in. How do we feel about this?
Oh, my gosh. Blake is probably so salty about this.
Yeah.
How many, like, bouquets of flowers and stuff do you think Blake has tried to send Taylor over the past few weeks trying to smooth things over?
A lot.
Please, bestie. Please let me into the bestie inner circle. Oh, yes, she would.
I think she's too into herself that she doesn't want to come off as wrong about anything.
I think she's been groveling to Taylor Swift this entire time.
Maybe in the very beginning, maybe after she name dropped Taylor as a dragon and Taylor got upset by that. Maybe in the beginning, there was some begging and apologizing, and we know there was because they, you know, rekindled everything.
Uh-huh.
But now I don't think she's begging for her friendship.
I think so. It's Taylor Swift.
Right.
It's Taylor Swift. You don't want to be on her bad side either.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, chalk one up for the good guys. Ukraine just pulled off what they are calling their version of Pearl Harbor with a surprise attack against Russia that was a major success. They called it Operation Spiderweb. Said it took over a year to plan and execute. Basically, what they did is Ukraine smuggled a bunch of drones very deep into Russia. They were launched from the backs of trucks that had removable rooftops on them. Again, I don't know how they got them so deep into Russia. But they were able to strike the Balea air base in Irkutsk Oblast, Siberia. We're talking about an air base that's 2,500 miles from Ukraine's border. So we're talking about very deep into Russia. All these drones popped out of these wooden box-looking things or whatever with the removable roofs, flew over to the air base. Now, at the air base, Russia's like, dude, we're cool. Like, this is so far away from any action. And they had all their big bombers and all these big military planes parked out there on the runway. You know, it's an air base. And the drones just started blasting all of them. So they disabled 34% of Russia's cruise missile bombers. Again, these are the ones that Russia uses to fly up and then launch cruise missiles and stuff in and strikes into Ukraine. And they think this, again, these are just estimated, and they're releasing some of the satellite images today of some of the damage, but they think it caused maybe more than $7 billion in damage, at least 13 Russian aircraft destroyed, maybe 40 more damaged. Again, major, major surprise attack executed. I mean, this one, wow, well done.
How did they do, like, how did they
chalk
even pull
one up
that
for
off?
The good guys. That's what they said. It took over a year to plan
that
and execute
this
thing.
That is crazy.
Operation Spiderweb.
Whoa.
Good job, Ukraine.
All right, thank
it's
you,
time
Graham,
to fight back
for that info.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I just saw a video of Khloe Kardashian. Apparently, she has some, like, protein popcorn out. And she recorded a promo video. It's her walking through Target. And she was, like, asking people to taste test the popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And, like, nobody wanted to talk to her. Like, I don't know why they would post this.
People, no, get away from me.
They were just, like, avoiding, like, looking at her weird and, like, no. Like, they did not want to be bothered by Khloe.
We've all learned you don't accept popcorn from a stranger in the middle of a store aisle. Get away from me, stranger.
That's so embarrassing because that means nobody recognized her.
Yeah.
Probably.
And the popcorn tastes like crap.
Probably.
Protein popcorn?
Yeah.
What in the...
Yeah, I'm going to pass. It's called, like, Cloud or something, if anybody does want to go pick that up. Like, anybody would.
Cloud with a K?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Of course. Duh! Come on, Jess.
Oh.
Before we get to our photos from home, hey, you guys can hang out with Jess.
Yes, I wanted to remind you, this Friday, June 6th,
1
p.m.
Listen up, everybody.
Meet me at the Fiesta stage for a little painting workshop that we're going to have there. So we're just going to get to paint together and have some fun at the San Mateo County Fair. Why did I say San Mateo? I don't know. San Mateo County Fair. Make sure.
Piedmont.
San Mateo County Fair. This Friday, June 6th, 1 p.m. Be there.
Nice. So get those tickets.
Very
all
cool.
Right. Go to our Instagram. Make sure, what do you mean you're not following us yet? Give us a follow. JV Morning Show right there at IG. Every Monday, we bring a photo from the weekend. It's called our Photos from Home. I told you earlier that we celebrated she's not a baby anymore, but we had a birthday party for my daughter, Callie. She turned three.
She's three?
She's three.
Already? ready.
And I was like obsessing over, like, I know like parents will just go on and on about how cute their kids are. I'm sorry, but she's like actually really cute. And the outfit was so adorable. I think she had these little Minnie Mouse ears. It was so cute. So anyway,
she is very cute.
That is my photo from home.
You're not just mom blind. You do have a very, very cute kid.
I always wonder that. Like, is it just me?
No, she's adorable. Okay. And she's three already?
She's already three.
Where did the time go, Selena? It feels like you just got back from maternity vacation.
Really? It feels like ages ago to me.
Oh, man.
I could use another.
Does not seem like 3 years ago.
She's going to be 15 in like 2 years.
I know.
Mine's a picture of my daughter Quinn and I. Jess is like, can you send me your photo from home? I was like, I don't have one. I didn't take any pictures this weekend, except then you go into your phone and find 48 of the same picture because
your daughter
you gave your kid your phone and they want to take selfies. So this is... this is one of a series of 48 of the exact same picture. And so I just chose one of them. And
that is so cute.
This is my daughter, Quinn. It's like, clean the popsicle off your face before we take this picture, Quinn. But like, whatever. Again, there's a lot of this version of this picture.
Also, this is my first time seeing you with the hat.
He's worn a hat like once in here.
Really?
I wear a hat on the weekends. I don't wear a hat into work. Only on Hat Fridays.
Oh,
we only had one Hat Friday.
Okay.
Then we stopped.
We should bring that back. But this was after my son. It was my son's last Little League game, so I was wearing the Little League hat there, and then my assistant to the assistant coach T-shirt, which is blue. That was our team color. They lost.
My picture is having brunch with one of my besties. We got some mimosas after our hike. So my intention was
to get...
Are
you guys in the lobby of like a Best Western? Where is this? Where are you guys? This doesn't look like the happening brunch spot.
That's Ellie's and Selena's.
Okay, that explains it. that explains it.
I wanted my photo from home to be from us hiking, but you guys, I couldn't even concentrate while hiking. It was so rough. Oh my
God. I know. Why would you do that?
I don't know. She suggested it. I agreed. Didn't think it was going to be so bad. When I told Ruben, my fiance, about it, he was like... Are you sure you guys are even going to be talking if you guys are going like up a mountain?
And you're just huffing and puffing the whole time.
How long was the hike?
Probably like an hour.
Wait, do you know how the distance that you hiked?
No idea. I just know we hiked to a certain point, and then we were like, we should probably go back the same way because we don't know how to get back. Like
this trail might not loop around.
Right. We didn't want to take our chances, but then some mimosas were much needed afterwards.
Love it. Check out all of those photos. JV Morning Show right there on our Instagram. Here is Sabrina Carpenter doing Espresso. It's Wild 94.9. Happy Monday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.